This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1313. Get on board with a charity challenge. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Have you seen people throwing ice buckets over their head? Today, we talk about three of the most successful charity challenges that went global and find out how to talk about these with your friends and colleagues in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
Pretty good. I had a rough morning, though.
Oh, that stinks. So you had some kind of a fiasco with your car?
Ooh, fiasco. That's a great word, guys. Fiasco. Just like a terrible mess.
I love that word.
Oh, you know, just Monday morning. And then my car wouldn't start because there was a little light left on. And so the battery was dead. And then we had to get a lift to take James to school. And, you know, it's fine, though. How was your Monday morning?
It's been good so far. We have a friend staying with us here in Denver. So that changes the routine a little bit, but mostly same as usual. I mean, I did have a really nice time going dog sledding last weekend, which was fun. And I shared a photo on Instagram. So you guys can go over to our Instagram channel and check that out. But oh man, it was cool, I have to say.
That's amazing. Yeah. When you told me about that this morning, I couldn't believe that, like, that's an activity you can just choose to go do. Like,
oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, you know, you're like, what'd you do last weekend? If somebody says skiing or playing tennis, I don't know. These are like things you expect. Right. But then you said, you guys went dog sledding. I was like, what?
It was so cool. I have to say, I mean, we're both dog lovers. My friend and I love dogs. So that was a big part of the draw of the activity.
Totally.
Right? It was just because they give you a chance to go and hang out with the dogs, take photos, and just goof
That's
around.
So awesome.
And they lick you. And they're just very, very friendly around people, these huskies. But they're Siberian huskies. And they end up running. They do two trips a day. They end up running about 20 miles a day. But But in Alaska, the Alaskan huskies up there, when they're dog sledding, like professionally, they can run up to 100 miles a day.
Oh my gosh. To my mind, like hearing that, I automatically think like, oh my God, how much dog food
are they
buying?
Especially in Alaska. Like, whoa. Cold. Yeah, it's true.
It's a lot.
And it was fascinating just learning about his team, our coach's team, or our guide's team of dogs. I think he had 8 dogs or 12 dogs, and each dog had a role on the team, right? Some of them were the brains that were in the front. And it was funny when the dog sleds were parked and we were hanging
hanging out, you could tell that the ones with the brains were very relaxed and just chilled out. They knew it wasn't time to run. But the ones at the very back were like yelping and trying to run forward because they had their harness on. They were like a little less intelligent, but very strong because they're pulling up the back. Really fascinating. That all their personalities so interesting. And things. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every dog is so unique and and weird and has their own strengths and weaknesses. It's not like dogs are not simple. Like people think like, oh, you just have a dog and you like walk them once a day or whatever.
It's true.
But your experience with dogs, getting to know the husky culture, and then my experience with my two weirdo creatures that I have to train.
Right.
It's a lot. Like they're very complex animals.
It's true. I mean, you know, we talk about charities and things like that, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Things that we do to raise money and raise awareness for certain things. I wonder if that would be an interesting charity race, a dog sled race. That would be kind of cool.
Oh my gosh. I want to do some research. I'm sure that has existed at some point.
Probably.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever like participated in a race that raised money for charity?
You know, I've participated in a few races and I believe they were for charity, but I can't remember what the charities were, which is horrible. So let's just say no. There's nothing notable in my mind.
I think like most of the, like if you sign up and pay money to participate in like a 5K or like a half marathon or something, a lot of them are to raise money for charities.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason why people do it. They just want to like run.
Exactly. It's nice that it's for charity. But guys, today we're here to talk about this concept within our culture of races or events that are for charity. And they're usually used to get money for awareness or research into a certain disease. It's often based on a disease like cancer, ALS, and that kind of thing. And this is such a core piece of our culture. So we want you guys, if you're coming here for work or you're moving here or moving to another English speaking country, you want to be able to have conversations with your colleagues and friends about these things.
Definitely, because you're going to hear people mention these words. And if you have something to add, if you know what they're talking about, then you can have a whole new connection and a whole new conversation.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, right, Jessica? I mean, that's why we built our course, The Connected Communicator. It is specifically based on the context of certain social issues, right? Like, what are some examples of those modules? Do you remember?
I remember all of them. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the whole... Our main motivation for creating this course was to help people understand more about American culture, because there is only so much you can get by reading newspapers and watching movies. That's not like our lives, right?
Right.
And if you read an article and it has something to do with racism or or gun control issues or gay marriage, equal rights for different parts of our society.
Yeah.
There is so much behind that. There's a history behind that.
Exactly.
And you have to know what that history is to understand what you're reading, but then also to connect with anybody about these things. And these are all things that we talk about on a day-to-day basis.
100%. And that's why, guys, I took the trip around the U.S., 12,700 miles, and then we interviewed native speakers on these topics all over the U.S., and we brought this material back for you. We put it in the context of our strategies to help you get fluent, and we prepared it for you in the form of a course. So you can take the journey too, right? And we'll talk about it a little bit more in a bit, but go right now to allearsenglish.com/connection to sign up. It's a new year. Let's get into it, guys.
Yes. Awesome. Oh man, it is fascinating.
It's
Lindsay and I both learned things about our culture too that we didn't know. It's fascinating.
I mean, you know, we prepare our students for IELTS, right? But what happens after IELTS? What happens after you pass IELTS? Then you end up in your target country. What are you going to do then? How are you going to get promoted in your workplace, right? You need to know these things. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're like the quiet little mouse in the corner that doesn't talk to anybody else, nobody's going to notice you and think, oh, I want to give that person a new project. Yeah. I want to give that person a new position. Right?
That's true, Jessica. And actually, we could do another episode on that concept.
Totally.
Unfortunately, maybe in other cultures that does work, but unfortunately in our culture, it's a very verbal culture. And it's usually the person who is speaking the most and the loudest.
Right.
I think it's the most, it's not right. I'm not agreeing with it, but it is kind of the way it is. Right.
That's and just so, the reality.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about this in our business course later in the year too, but you need to be able to speak up and have something to say, guys.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to give you three things to speak up about today and also three phrases to use when you're talking about this stuff. So the first thing that I've been noticing lately on social media and different podcasts, people are talking about dry January. And honestly, this is the first year I'd ever heard about this. I'd never heard this phrase before this year, but it's existed since the early 2000s. And it started as a public health campaign in the UK. But it quickly spread to other countries. So Dry January is a public health campaign to raise awareness about alcohol. Mm-hmm. And if we say dry, it means you're not drinking alcohol. So like in the U.S., in the course, in the Connected Communicator course, you went through a lot of different areas in the South and through the middle of America.
Oh, yeah.
And there are whole dry counties there where where alcohol is not sold at all. Mm. There's no alcohol in the whole county. Yeah. And we call those counties dry counties. So just as an adjective, it can mean no alcohol.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I was just reading an article yesterday in the New York Times that was saying how the research is saying that alcoholism, and not just alcohol, but binge drinking, let's say heavy, heavy drinking, is way up among actually white women, our demographic, white women in the U.S. Yeah. And talking about why that is, we could talk about this in another episode, right?
I know. It's fascinating because I read something recently as well, and I noticed this among other moms that it's become the wine mom culture.
Yeah.
And it's like the socially acceptable thing, but it's very unhealthy.
Okay. That's so fat. Well, we have to cover this in another episode because I feel like there's a lot we could go into here around community and also around gender roles. I feel like it's much less stigmatized now for women to drink than it was in the 50s or the 60s, right? So let's go into it another day. That sounds awesome. Cool. I love
We'll take a note. Yeah. That's a whole other conversation. But okay, so that's the first one, guys. Dry January is when you like make a pledge to yourself or publicly on social media saying, I am not going to drink all month. I'm not going to have any alcohol all month. And you know what? You're going to save so much money and feel so much better. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that's interesting because that one is not so much about raising money or anything, right? It's just about awareness. So these are either about awareness or raising money. And is that, the other one is the ice bucket challenge, right? Now, this was back in 2014. And I remember first going into Facebook one day in 2014 or 13 and seeing a group of people put this bucket of ice on their heads, right? And I was like, what the heck are they doing?
It was very confusing at first.
It was.
I know. I was like, I don't get it. Why are you doing this?
It really was confusing. And it turns out this was actually started by a guy in Boston from the North Shore of Boston to raise awareness for ALS.
Interesting.
And I think they actually, this was worldwide too. So a lot of our listeners definitely know about this, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh, mm-hmm. It caught on like wildfire around the world. Oh, yeah. I was listening to an interview with someone involved in that movement on a podcast. I can't remember which one now, but he was saying that like it started as a small sort of local thing, right?
Yep.
And then a couple celebrities found out about it, got on board, did it on their like late night shows, you know, it was like Conan O'Brien or some like late night host. And that celebrity endorsement really like made it popular and started this worldwide movement.
Yeah. And it ended up being one of the most successful charity awareness things ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's fascinating. So, cool. So the ice bucket challenge, people would just dump a bucket of ice water on their heads. And it doesn't seem like it has anything to like, it doesn't connect to what they're raising awareness for. But that's the thing. It makes you curious and you're like, what are they doing? And then you find out about the reason why. So we've been using this phrase a lot, guys, to raise awareness. And that just means you want people to learn something, right? You want people to be aware or more educated about something.
Exactly. It's kind of interesting. I guess it all comes back to marketing, right? If you want to get people's attention in their newsfeed in today's day and age, you actually have to do something a little weird.
Right? Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. And that's what they did. And it was a visual. It stood out. Why is this person throwing a bucket of ice on their head? Right? And then you click in and you look at the link and you see what's going on and maybe you sign up with your friends. So
exactly. And maybe donate some money. And a lot of people did.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. The third one, guys, which is, I think, super American, although it has spread, Movember, which is weird. So
what is this about?
Like Dry January is based on a month. This is based in November, and it's to, and it does raise money, but it's, I think it's more so to raise awareness for men's health. And their motivation is like, they want everybody, all the men, to grow mustaches in November. Like, don't shave your face in November. Just grow a mustache, and when people are like, why do you have a mustache now, then you could explain why. So it's the same thing, like, it's not cool. Connected to anything.
Yeah,
besides
weird.
Just getting people curious and starting a conversation.
Yeah, what aspects of men's health are they looking at? Like, what were they trying to help to raise awareness
so
for?
They're looking at two main things: prostate cancer,
yeah,
and suicide.
Okay.
So, like, their main message is that men are dying too young,
yeah,
and, like, these are the two main reasons, the two things that could be prevented. So why aren't people talking about this? And I think this does reflect a cultural aspect as well, like gender roles, right? Like, men have to be strong and nothing's wrong. I'm not going to talk
yeah.
about it if anything's wrong, I mean, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, not dealing with problems.
Oh my God, that's a huge issue in our culture. And I bet worldwide that's kind of more of a gender thing rather than a cultural
yeah,
thing. But
I think
yeah,
so.
That's
yeah.
interesting. Yeah, so there are so many big social problems that people are really are helping solve by having these events, guys. And so the next piece of the episode today, we want to show you what to say to get involved or to comment on this or to have this be part of your connection with someone in English, right?
Yeah, totally. And I would love it, guys, if you're a man, grow a mustache in November and start explaining what this means to people.
Yeah.
So you'll talk about, right, if you're having this conversation, the first, like we said, you'll say, I'm raising awareness for a noun, in this case, for men's health.
Yeah. And keep in mind, you know, this is coming out in February. So guys, you have months and months to practice and prepare
Long
for
time.
This. So practice
growing
a
mustache and
months.
Practice yeah. talking about it.
I love that. So I'm doing this to raise awareness for X, right? Whether it's ALS or suicide or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this next one. Do my part. And then you can also say, you can have a verb after that, right? Do my part to raise awareness or do my part to
yeah.
solve this problem. Yeah. Cool.
Or it could just be a noun, right? I'm doing
yep.
my part for this mm-hmm. campaign.
Yeah.
I'm doing my part for men's health or doing yep. my part for the environment.
Exactly.
Like, that's a phrase that a lot of you guys could use, because I know listeners, you are our listeners. Listeners
yeah.
of All Ears English are some of the best people in the world.
They're awesome.
And you guys care about being positive, improving yourself and the world, right? So,
yeah.
so many of today's phrases you guys can totally use.
Yes, it's so true. And this is why we created the Connected Communicator, exactly why, right? Based on real conversation, because we want you to feel flexible and comfortable when you hear native English, not textbook English. You know, your whole career, you've been kind of fed textbook English in your classrooms, right? It's time to break out of that. You guys are at the right level for real English. And that's what you're getting in today's episode, just a taste. But to take it deeper, you do want to go into that Connected Communicator course.
Yeah, because it's not just interviews. I mean, this is awesome. You guys are listening to us talk and you're learning some vocab, and that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the Connected Communicator is it's the whole next level. This is
yep.
the organized system for
yes.
how to take this knowledge and be able to use it in the world in any situation.
Exactly.
Listening skills, vocab skills, all of the skills are
yeah.
there.
It's true. And we know from our Three Keys IELTS course that what we actually need to achieve that goal is a system and a study plan. Right. And that's what you
yes.
get in this course too, right? You need a plan that says, today, please sit down and complete this lesson and do this exercise and do this activity. You need to be told what to do so that you're not jumping around the internet and digging a bunch of shallow holes, right?
Right. We've had a lot of conversations
about
that lately. But this connects to today's topic though as well. It's just like, guys, we all need help and we all need to be held accountable, right? So
yeah.
it's like, okay, this is the month that I'm going to do my part for this charity, for myself, for mm-hmm. the world, yeah. Like participating in these bigger movements, right? Having exactly. a reason to do something, finding yes. motivation outside of yourself to do something. We all need that.
We all need that. And then before we jump off the mic today, Jessica, let's just give our listeners one more very cool phrase. Again, very natural and native. And because we're native speakers, we can give you guys these phrases and we know they're correct. All right.
Exactly. So
what is that? What is that last phrase, Jessica?
To get on board with something. This is a really native phrase, guys, and I would be super impressed if I heard a non-native speaker using it. So, guys, go impress somebody. Knock the socks off another native speaker, guys. Use this phrase. To get on board with something means that, like, you're going to participate or, like, you agree. We can also use it to say, like, I agree with something. So, for example, if my friend is like, you know what? I'm gonna participate in dry January this month. I think it's really good for my health. I could be like, I could get on board with that to be like, oh yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. I want to do it too.
It sounds so natural. That is so natural, guys. This is real English for you right here. Guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/connection to get into the course. Today, you've gotten a taste of what it feels like to learn English from native speakers, the real English. But in the course, you get a full 60-day study plan of doing just that, listening to native interviews, learning vocabulary from them, and getting a system to control your listening, right? To not it's be amazing. Afraid and not to not block things out, right? We hear things, we block them out. We don't remember what we just heard. Our system will help you stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the anxiety, the fear, the lack of self-confidence, right? And then that stops you from even participating in the first place. And then once you do try to participate, you block it out because you're so nervous and you don't even listen or understand what the other person is saying. So this course solves all of those problems.
Exactly. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out. Very important topic today.
Yeah, this is fun. We're raising awareness.
Absolutely. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.